Oh, good morning. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, over the 5 weeks, we have heard from, we're like dwelling in chapter 6 of John's Gospel. And it's the bread of life chapter is what we will say. And so over these 5 weeks, we've been listening in the ways in which Jesus speaks about being the bread of life. So week number one was what we call Jesus being the ace of aces, the A-C-E of A-Y-C-E. And we learned that A-Y-C-E stands for all you can eat, something I learned when we moved to Florida. And how the bread of life, Jesus, is the all-you-can-eat kind of meal. You don't eat anything else. And then the next one, we talked about Jesus being the host of the open bar. Remember that one? The open bar. You go to the wedding, is it a cash bar or is it an open bar where you can drink and be filled all the time? And so we know that Jesus, it's the open bar. Jesus is the one who has paid the bill for us to come and receive his blood as often as possible, which contains the promise. And this week is all about out of this world. Next week will be please pass the manna. And the following week will be about the e-meal. So this week, out of this world. And this is what I thought you were going to laugh at. Very, in all bold letters, I love to eat. I'll make that, yep, Carl knows it. Yep, he'll say, Mary, are you hungry? I'm like, yes. When do I ever say I'm not hungry unless I'm really sick? Anybody else here like to eat? I mean, are you a lover of eating? I love to eat, and the problem is I can't stop sometimes. My eating was never a problem when I was a kid. I think taking food away from me was probably the bigger problem. And my younger brother will tell you that I not only ate off of what was on my plate, but I would eat off of what's on his plate, and I still do it to this day. We were out at a restaurant, and I just, like it's nothing, take a French fry off of his plate. So I still do it. But here's another thing about me. I'm an unconscious eater. I don't even realize that I'm doing it, which is a bad thing. You know, sometimes I can't tell you what I did yesterday. I can't even tell you what I ate yesterday. Now, did you know that there are 5 flavors or tastes that our taste buds recognize? They are sweet and sour, right? Bitter, salty, and what's called umami. Now, chefs will play with these flavors on purpose to get a reaction out of us. Now, remember when all the craze was sweet and salty? They kind of like brought chocolate into the mix with salt. And so we had chocolate-covered pretzels. Have you ever had chocolate-covered potato chips before? That whole sweet and salty combination is really pretty awesome. And then when you bite into it, it's like, oh my goodness, this is absolutely delicious. So we can kind of remember, I don't know if there's a particular place that you would go to where you would say these have maybe the best sweet and salty combination. But I can tell you that when we go to a restaurant in which we take that first bite and we realize there's something going on in our mouth that hadn't gone on for a while before. It's like your taste buds come alive. Have you ever had that experience where you're saying, oh my gosh, this is really, really good? And all of a sudden, I'll get quiet because I tend to be a very fast eater. I'll be done before everybody's done. I don't think I chew my food, I think I inhale it. But when you're at a restaurant, and I remember this, I took a bite of the fish, and all of a sudden my mouth started to water, and it's like my palate came alive. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fantastic. And then I took another bite, and it didn't stop. My mouth was watering, and the food, the fish, was fantastic. And then I looked at Carl and said, this is the best fish I have ever had in my life. And then I put my head down and I took another bite and I savored it. You know that savoring where you don't want this meal to end. And then I looked at Carl and I said, this fish is out of this world. Have you ever said that about food before?
Yes.
No, you will. You will. Trust me, you will. You will take that bite and you will say, this is out of this world. This is the best fish, or whatever it may be. Could be mashed potatoes. Whatever it may be. You just say, pizza. It may be out of this world kind of good. It's almost as if my taste buds have been activated for the first time. And it's like I know something different is happening right then and there. And I become fully alive, fully present in the moment. Instead of just going through the routine of eating, I'm actually enjoying and being one with that meal. Jesus says this morning, I am the bread of life. John is filled with I am statements. And the I am is a very specific I am. It's the same I am that was used when God was speaking to Moses at the burning bush. And Moses said, okay, Lord, you want to send me? They're not going to believe me. Who am I supposed to say? These are your people. What should I tell them? Who are you? Who are you? And what does God say? I am who I am. It's the same I am that's used here. It's that I am that would stop someone in their tracks. It's the I am that God continues and says to Moses, tell them, tell my people that I am has sent you to them. And here is Jesus in front of God's people. And he says those same words, I am, in the Greek, ego ami, I am the bread of life. Now, they understand that I am, and they say, who is he to say this? Who is he to say that he is God, that he came from heaven? Isn't this Mary and Joseph's son? You see, they can only see the earthly side of Jesus. They don't see the I am present right before their eyes. No one but God would be using these words. And so I'm curious, why don't they see it? Why don't they feel it? Is it the routineness? Is it the sameness? Is it that they've seen him grow up? What is it that they can't see? What is it that's blocking them? Are the words too difficult when Jesus says, eat of me, drink of me? Who talks like that? Don't we even say that today? It's really hard for us to understand this. It's very difficult. In the Gospel of John, believing is not about saying yes to a statement of truth. And I know I say this all the time. Believing is about having a relationship with Jesus. It's about abiding in Jesus. In John's Gospel, heaven is something different. Heaven is about being in the presence of God. And so heaven and earth are no longer locations, but it's a truth about God's character, God's presence, God's peace of heaven here on earth is wherever believers are present, wherever there is a relationship. Wherever God is present, that's heaven. So wherever the believer is, that is where heaven is. It's kind of like that out of this world experience right here on earth. The heavenly bread, the heavenly wine, the heavenly meal, the I am who has come down from heaven It's almost as if you want to say, try this. It's so great. It's like an out-of-this-world meal. And that's what this bread and wine is. Sometimes it can become routine for us, right? I know that. My gosh, I can remember when I would wait for communion. I'd be like, okay, I gotta get Tim's washed on for tomorrow because he's got a football practice and this and that. And we come forward, and there can be that routineness until we hear those words. The body of Christ given for you. Given for you, child of I am. And then the wine, the blood of Christ shed for you, the heavenly, out of this world kind of food that gives new life. The blood of Christ shed for you, beloved child of God, beloved child of I am. This is the kind of meal that will stop us in our tracks, where our mouth will begin to water, and the sensation and the newness in life will just totally take us in. And we say, oh my gosh, this is out of this world kind of food. And then we don't stop there. We want to tell everybody about the food, about Jesus, who brings newness in our life today. Not in the future when we're with God, but today, on this very, very day. When you come forward for communion, my prayer is that your mouth is watering, that all of your senses come alive as you eat of the bread and drink of the wine. And all are invited to come forward for this life-giving meal. It's the body and blood of Christ. It's the body and blood of the I am who came down from heaven. You will hear these words spoken specifically to you. My body, for you, my beloved child. For you, my beloved child. Child of the I am. Taste and see that the Lord is indeed good. Amen.